Otodogbame community is in Ward A of Etiosa, local government area of Lagos. It is accessible from Lekki Phase 1 down to the end of Admiralty Road, linking Ikate bus stop along Lekki Ajah Expressway. The entrance to the community from the end of Admiralty Road is by foot only, on a narrow road fenced on both sides. The community seems to be surrounded by so much wealth and people of affluence, but yet devoid of any standard amenities. The predominant occupation is fishing, and the language spoken is Egun, as history has it that they have their roots from the ancient town of Badagry. The community comprises of those on land and others living on water, with houses made of wood on silt. The waterways within the community connect other parts of Lagos like CMS, Makoko, Ikorodu, and Ekpe. The oldest man in Otodogbame said the community was founded in 1902. He alleges that in recent times they've been faced with threats of eviction and dredging activities by the prominent ruling royal house of Ikate land. I have him with me to shed more light on the history of the area and challenges they are facing. Though he speaks in the native Egun dialect, but there's a translator on ground to interpret. Baba, what is your name?
Nanyo Gasi.
How old are you?
Father.
95, yes.
What is the history of this community, Otodogbame community?
The history of this community
started
from his grandfather. His grandfather is Usu
Kase.
He gave a birth to Usu Kpono.
Usu Kpono
is Usu Kpono. Give birth to...
Hello, Tovin Gairumi.
The fisherman.
Mille Fubu Gairu Kadragazu Ajechi.
It was our grandfather that is fishing. Reached this. When he got here, he found that all this place is water. This is where he used to fishing. They were always pushing and evicting us over there to this extent. The father we call Dosu Gase doesn't see anybody here when he came here. It was the fish that he has been fishing when those Itedo people communities saw him.
What are the challenges that you people are facing in this community?
The problem is the fencing, they are fencing us around. They were evicting us all over from that place to here. From near Tedo, it was that place they are evicting us to this side here. It was last year that this thing started. They started fencing us.
I have one of the residents with me, and her name is Ruth Ogbomakpe. She had some complaints to make as regard what they experienced on the road.
Now, I'm speaking on behalf of our women, that the things the immigrations or the custom did to us by them calling us foreigner, and I don't see the reason why a child born in a country will be a foreigner. For our constitution said, once you are 18 years old in a country, you've been a citizen of that country. Now most of us, we are born in the same country, they gave birth to us, even most people have given birth. On our way going to Badagry or Benin Republic, those are the customs and immigration hold on us, start checking us, that what are the things you have. But all those things we carried along, there is nothing that, we know there is law, rules and regulations, but we don't have anything that calls, okay, this is a sin. But now, we don't really go to buy something.
Okay.
We go on behalf of students.
Okay.
We went on behalf of some. Even last Sunday, we went to convention. We went for convention. Not really for trade. We went either for school or something important. The people, what they try to do is really, really embarrassable to us. Now, what we want government to do for us, as long as we are now a citizen, that we are more than 18 years, most of us, some people, we even have elders that are more than 100 years. We want them to give us our rights, standard rights. That will make us that we are a good people, we are not foreigners. We want them to give us a responsibility for us to stand. And anywhere they see us, we are standing as a citizen, not a foreigner.
Also, I have a youth in the community, Samson Sophie, to speak on the demands of the people.
We, the people of Otodogbame, we want school, secondary school, primary school, borrow water, hospital, and all the social amenities. We have local primary school here. It was only that one we have. And the secondary school, we used to go to Soundfield, Falomore, Aja, Jakonde, all the way down. We have been spending a lot of money all about that. If they give us a secondary school, we'll be very, very happy and appreciate. The water, we always go to Makoko to go and fetch water before drinking. And water is a very tangible thing, it's a natural thing, it's a nutrition thing that human being can take. So we appreciate the government, we appreciate our state government and the federal government to come to our aid and provide the water for us, a bottle water that we can drink so that we can have a good strength and health.
Otodogbame indigenes are calling on the National Boundary Commission and the Lagos State Government to save them from forceful eviction from their ancestral land. Experts believe that eviction of fishing communities from their land could affect the supply and cost of fish and other seafood in the Lagos metropolis. I am Tina Armstrong reporting from Otodogbame community in Etiosa local government area of Lagos.